have the same shape?
They do have the same. No, not, well, they're all different sizes.
Well, what I'm getting at is.
Yes, they'd be the same thing.
They have the same.
We call them the light ones frying pans and the heavy ones skillets.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Well, we call them faucets mostly, but they're taps.
I thought I saw your daughter go by here a while ago.
I didn't.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Or tap. Like you have vinegar in?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's where my daddy used to sell vinegar and syrup. All came in barrels, that tap.
Well, what did he dish them out into?
For the vinegar and syrup, they had metal quarts, pints, gallons, uh-huh. Half-gallon measures. They were just like, had a house.
So you mean you just come in and ask for a certain amount of vinegar?
Well, you just say, I want a quart of vinegar, and you draw it up. Then it had a, you know, like a pitcher, and you pour it in the bottle.
You don't remember anything about this?
Use a funnel.
I don't know anything about it. This is why this work interests me so much.
You're born just a little late.
That's right. It's all my fault.
You see, you had a funnel and it was turned down on top of the barrel.
Uh-huh.
He had a platform built back then. And those barrels all sat on that platform where you could put your containers under and catch it.
And what did he sell like that besides vinegar?
Syrup.
Uh-huh.
Kerosene. Well, all of that sold, but it was pumped out in a tank, in a tank like that.
Uh-huh.
You had a drum of kerosene and you had a place, you took the plug out and put a tap in it.
Uh-huh.
And you turned it just like you turned the water on.
Uh-huh. Well, that sure is interesting.
And that was the first way you sold gasoline.
Well, now I remember when kerosene was,
sold gasoline, that was the way it was sold.
Out of a barrel like that?
Out of a drum.
For goodness sake.
You sit your drum up out there, then you lock that. It had a place on that you could lock in
uh-huh.
at night.
Uh-huh.
But people didn't steal them. No.
Well, let's see. What do you call the same kind of thing that's out in the yard where you turn it on and off?
Call it a faucet. Okay. Spigot, faucet.
When somebody buys a few cans of food, what do you put them into?
Paper bags.
Okay. And what do you call a great big bag that's made out of very loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds or something might come in?
You mean like a cooker sack?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Burlap.
Well, but I don't call them that. I call them cooker sacks. That's what they were called when I come up.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and you put it up to your mouth? Mm-hmm.
What's a harp? Mouth open. Get away, Peppy.
That's not bothering me.
Jew's harp?
Well, now, is a Jew's harp different from a harmonica?
Oh, yeah, you get that with your finger.
Harmonica.
This is one of these
metal. Well, the harmonicas, we call them mouth ovens, we came up.
Okay.
A harp.
And the other one is a Jew's harp?
Well, we called it, the manufacturers called it, but it was on the. They come in little boxes.
Uh-huh.
They sold them for a nickel and a dime.
Could you play one?
Yes, ma'am.
Peppy.
I can play.
He's not bothering me. I like him. What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle?
What, a seesaw? They call them teeter-totters now, but we call them seesaws.
Well, now, what about one that goes round and round?
Well, it does the same thing.
Okay.
I always did the same thing.
Well, now, have you ever heard that called a flying Jenny?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Now, we made a flying Jenny. We put a post down in the ground.
Yeah.
Still one out there when we were kids. Then you got a big boat and you put a thick board on it. And you nailed a cleat on each end to put your feet against.
You mean to keep from falling off?
Keep them
uh-huh.
sliding off.
Uh-huh.
And then one would get inside and push it. You'd go around and around and they'd get on.
Well, I imagine you can get up a fair amount of speed on those things.
You can get up speed on them. I'll tell you, I ought to see a scar on my sister's leg where I pushed it one time on one. And the foot slipped off.